أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah has got the full power and qudrat to bring people back to life, and in various ways Allah Ta'ala explained it, and that should be a very basic belief amongst the various other beliefs, that we are going to be resurrected and we are going to be presented for our accountability of all our actions that we had done. In there particularly Allah Ta'ala referred to Yawma Tubla Sarair. That will be a day when all the secrets of man will be made public and will be made known. There won't be any secrets left. Even what a person kept in his heart, even what his wife did not know about him, but on that day they will, all those secrets will come out and they will be made public. However, we should not be despondent. We have got such a beautiful deen and such a perfect Nabi Allah sent to us, who has given us the doors of Tawbah. As soon as a person makes sincerely Tawbah, all that evidence also Allah Himself wipes it out, and there is nothing, and then a person won't be questioned about that also. So we should always make Tawbah regularly. We are very weak, we falter all the time, and Allah has given us this great door of Tawbah. Further now, towards the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala is expressing the greatness and loftiness of the Quran Sharif again. But before that, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of two things again. And Allah Ta'ala, who is as-saqul qailin, who is the most truthful in everything, and Allah is taking qasam. So Allah is not proving that He is the truthful, but in order to convince us that we believe that what Allah is saying is 100% true, and we can then make our lives accordingly, and we fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, for that Allah Ta'ala takes qasams. And Allah Ta'ala only takes qasams of His great, great creations. And that shows how great, whatever Allah takes qasam on, how great that creation of Allah Ta'ala is, and the perfection of Allah Ta'ala's rule, His wisdom, His works, etc. Allah shows it. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam one, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعَ, or qasam hai asman, chakkar marne wale ki. And Allah takes qasam of the skies, and one aspect of the skies, there are many aspects, and in various places Allah Ta'ala took qasam of the various aspects. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says the sky that keeps on returning. What does it mean that keeps on returning? Various meanings have been given by the commentators, by the mufassireen. One is the rains which the sky send down. They keep on returning again. Like commonly in our where we are living, our geographical conditions, every summer we start getting our rains. Some places they get winter rains. Some places they have their monsoons, whatever it is. But like, for example, we get our rains, our summer rains. So every year these rains come. And we just take it for granted that in summer it rains. But this is the great qudrat and power of Allah and the great kindness. We should see this for a mu'min is that person who does not take just the outward things that are happening, but this is by the hand and the qudrat and the power of Allah that we are getting our rains. The second explanation Mufassireen has given, that Allah Ta'ala, who keeps on returning and giving us our vegetation, whatever is growing from the ground, and this is the most fresh, and very lucky are those people who eat from the ground. It's taken off from the ground and then put into the pot and into the plate. Very fortunate, that is the best vegetation a person can get. Ours goes through what processes. Even our fresh produce, we call it fresh, but it comes through so many channels, and then it comes to us. According to the Hakims, that when a thing is taken from the ground, any vegetation, any vegetable, spinach, whatever it might be, in 15 minutes it starts losing its value already. And we who eat from deep freezers and fridges, and we eat after 6 months something, and what processes, things which come from overseas, there is hardly really any value that is left, even if it's now grown very organic and in a very, very natural way, but still we are eating it after so long. Allah is that being who gives fresh produce all the time. And if we live like that, as the people of the past, they hardly knew of the illnesses that we have. They hardly knew of all the deficiencies that we have in our bodies. So that is the second meaning, that Allah keeps on returning and giving us fresh produce all the time. It is unfortunate that we have spoiled the system, but Allah is still till today giving us fresh produce from the ground. And all of us have got gardens also. There was that time when our people should dislike a flower garden, lawns, etc. They should say plant vegetables. And if we also, we can have it. We have got big spaces, but we just want the outward beauty of our lawns, sprawling lawns and flowers, etc. Hardly we have got any vegetables that are growing in our backyard or anywhere. Very few people. And normally if that also grows, then that is that vegetable that no non-Muslim's eyes also fall on it. If we work on it and we train our children to work in the garden, then that pure produce we will eat, fruit from our fruit trees and vegetables from our vegetation patches, that no non-Muslim's eyes have fallen on it. Our wives cook it, and that pure thing that comes into our mouth, then we can expect the results of what we used to have in the past. Otherwise, with our present setup, what we are getting is what we deserve, what we are doing, what we are earning for ourselves, that is what we are getting. And the third meaning of that Allah, that the skies keep on returning, is that the sun and moon and stars keep on returning. Every morning the sun comes out and it returns to us again. Every night the moon comes out and it returns to us again. The stars also return back to us again, and they also fulfill a great function. For us it means nothing. We see the sun, the moon, the stars, it means nothing. We don't ponder in the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So that is that qasam which Allah has taken, for which He wants to state for what He has taken the qasam in front. The second qasam which Allah Ta'ala has taken, وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدَى, and the earth that splits apart. So the earth which splits apart is like we take a seed, we put it in the ground, we cover the ground. But when that seed germinates, and now it's going to come up, then the ground splits. It splits. That small seed has got the power that it splits this very strong ground, for which we need access, we need space, etc., to dig. That small seed, it splits, a meaty seed, so small, but it splits that ground and it makes it shoot that come out from there. And so this is also the qudrat of Allah. The ground on its own cannot do, but we have to see all these things and from there realize the qudrat and the greatness of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala takes these two qasams, and then also this, what the ground splits and those things that come out. Yeah, we get a mango tree coming out, there we get some spinach coming out, there we get bhaji coming out, there we get onions growing. All these things are by the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and man is desperately in need of all this. Then Allah takes the qasam, for he gives the jawab qasam for what he took the qasam. He says, and that is about the Quran Sharif, how great this kitab is. So may Allah Ta'ala let us understand the qudrat of Allah, what great kitab He has given us, and the reality of things. May Allah make that dawn upon us, amongst which is the reality of the life of the akhirah, the qabr, etc. Wa akhiru da'wana.